Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Sirius XM Channel 80.
There's no way I would draft LeBron James. Why would I ever take LeBron James? Why would I do that?
Wait a minute. That's my job. Oh. Wait, who was that? Was that me or someone else? What was that? Was that Russo? Who was that? Was Russo?
I love
was
that Mad you thought it was you for a second. Like, is that me?
I grew up listening to that guy, so you know.
Yeah, Russo.
Yeah, man.
I asked him yesterday about the Yankees. I said, what's wrong with the Yankees? He goes, well, the one thing they got to do is they got the bats. They got to hit the bats. You can't score any runs. How are you going to win any games? It's not the pitching. I'm like, okay, I just asked you what's wrong with him.
In passing.
Like, he attacked just the way, me in the hallway.
That's just the way New Yorkers are, man. We're not always yelling at you. It's just the way we talk.
I'm like, oh, so it's not the pitching. No, it's not the pitching and the bats. They can't. How do you expect Aaron Judge to just lead the team all the way? You can't do it. You can't just swing with him.
It's a lot of consistent anger. That's what it is to be a New Yorker. Just at random stuff for no reason. You're saying.
But it's not like anger that like really means anything. It's here now.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
It's
just anger. Really, yeah. Look, I'm from Jersey. I see it every single day.
Yeah.
How's your day? It's not going. Not going the way I expected at all. I'm like, okay, geez.
People are a little aggressive, but that's life.
So people the other day, Max, just walking around, looking up, right, looking at the skyscrapers, like looking at the city, and like typical like real New Yorkers, angry at people looking up while they're in the middle. Move. We were trying to walk here. You're like, all right, just calm down.
You know what? Two days ago. Remember, I was coming back to come do NFL Live, and the people. I'm trying to walk across the street. The light is green. It's time for me to go. They were blowing the horn at me because I wasn't walking fast enough. Okay, I'm walking. This is my job to do.
I'm walking here. That's from Midnight Cowboy.
Here, yeah,
like, yeah, it's like the New York movie. He's in. I'm walking here. Yeah,
they want to go through the red light.
That's why those rats were bothering you the other day. You're going too slow. They have places to go.
That's probably true.
You notice it as a New Yorker driving too. This is what you notice as a New Yorker driving. You're like in. People are not like when, for example, when the light turns green in L.A. I used to sit there in my car thinking.
Yeah, you
realize when the light turns green, it's not a suggestion. It's like when the light turns red, you have to stop, right? When the light turns green, you have to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm waiting there like, what is it? What's the reflex time here? What's the reaction time?
Okay.
But you got to hit the gas, man.
You're going to hit the gas.
Eventually.
New York, it's a two-second delay. Just, and let's go. Like, it's 2 seconds.
Remember when I first, you were doing First Take still. When I first came here to do the show, I was living in Hoboken and driving over. And I've been driven in New York like forever. And so I was on the West Side Highway, and I got to the signal light. The light turned green.
That's right.
I was like, and so you know me.
Serves
I'm
you
like,
right.
What the, you know. So I'm like.
You're the type of dude that would put the car in park.
Now he's like, not going to drive.
I didn't drive. So he sped around. Zoom in.
Cop pulled him up.
I took my foot, drove, got to the next light. Both of us sitting there, rolled down the window. I said,
he didn't want none of it.
So what are you doing? We're in the same damn spot. And they wouldn't look at me the whole day. I hate that. I hate people
space.
Like that.
Office space. Put
like,
up
where
window,
are you going?
Lock the doors.
Office space.
We're going to the, we're at the same damn red light now. You ain't went no further than me, and you did all that for what?
The dude in Office Space was stuck in a traffic jam, and the dude with a walker, he keeps switching lanes trying to get ahead, and whatever lane he goes into, the other cars start going, and he eventually sees a dude who is way behind him with a walker walking, and now he's way up in front of
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's priceless.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So LeBron James signs a 2-year, $97.1 million extension. He's still under contract for a year.
Right,
so it's now a 3-year deal, although
money,
the final year of the deal is a player option. So LeBron is getting paid for the next 3 years for sure,
so
but maybe
Ball.
Not by the Lakers in year 3. That depends according to everyone, right? On whether whatever team drafts Bronny.
By the way, can I just tell you though, Max, real quick?
That's the team LeBron's going to play for.
Just tell you real quick, yeah. 2025, yo. I mean, there's some expansion teams coming into play.
Yeah.
A little Vegas action, maybe. Yeah.
Seattle
mm-hmm. action, maybe. Expand the draft. Different ways you could look at it.
And sorry, LeBron wants to own a team eventually. No one, you know, is unaware of that.
Interesting player option year, isn't it?
That's right. So basically, ESPN is going to be spending a lot of time in Vegas in the year 2025. We got to make, you know,
yeah,
we should
not gonna let him own the team.
We should book our stuff now. We should book the best spots now in 2025 because that's where we're going to be a lot of the time.
Why? Right?
Because LeBron's going to be in Vegas.
As a player?
Yeah, him and Bronny.
Well, who's going to own the team?
LeBron and Bronny. Eventually, Bronny.
Okay, so he's changing the game all the way up. I mean, own the team and play.
It's easy to do it, though. I mean, look, if you have a group of individuals that want to buy the team, and then, you know, a little handshake, and then when the time comes, you retire, last hurrah, revenue.
We get into a lot of logistics at that point, though.
Well, talking about a handshake, I mean, when it's all said and done, he retires with the team. Okay, now I could be a large majority holder of the team.
You guys want to hear Woj talk about the details of this deal? Let's listen to Adrian Wojnarowski tell us about the particulars here.
2-year extension, $97 million. Could be worth up to $111 million if the cap goes up in 23-24. So now LeBron James under contract this year. He was heading into the final year of his deal. Then 23-24, he's got a player option now in 24-25, along with Anthony Davis. And so the Laker organization now, you know, they can have potentially about $20 million in cap space this summer. And then the following year, where really Davis and LeBron James are really the only two under contract based on the current roster, you know, they'd be able to add another max player or split the money up among more players.
Right.
But I think for LeBron James, the timing right now, listen, this is where he wants to be. There's nobody who potentially would have cap space next summer that would interest LeBron James to even look at free agency. And listen, at 37 years old, he'll be 38 in December. You know, still at the very top of his game.
Guys, you know what this makes me think of here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio? That LeBron is really being patient here, which you wouldn't expect from a player as old as him because you'd think how long are his horizons. But he's still playing, as Woj just mentioned, at an extremely high level. I think this is what LeBron's thinking. We ain't going to win no championship this upcoming season. However.
See, I don't think you're thinking that.
I think he's realistic.
And neither are Jeannie and Rob Pelinka and the Lakers.
I think that they know that they're playing the longer game here. This year, it's unlikely. But the following year, they have a real good shot. Listen to what Woj just said. They have cap space next summer. The only two guys extended beyond that are LeBron and AD, who are the only two players that really matter on the team. They're going to have a little draft capital if they don't move that, say, for Kyrie. But if they do move it for Kyrie,
yeah,
all bets
saying.
Are
that's
off,
why,
right?
That's what I'm saying. The Kyrie deal isn't dead.
I'm not saying it is. But I think at this moment, LeBron is playing a longer, more patient game than people realize. And I think he's realistic about where they are, but where they could be going forward, Jay.
Max, can we just put this in perspective for LeBron James? And I still am a firm believer and subscriber to the fact that I don't think people will recognize his greatness until he's gone. LeBron averaged 30.3 points per game at age 37 years old. Mm-hmm. That's 7 more points per game than any other player has averaged at the age of 37 or later in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
In NBA history. Like, what he's doing if he didn't get hurt, and if the Lakers, if AD were playing, like, he was making a run at being the MVP.
But that's, I think, what we have to I think a realistic expectation for LeBron, which is why I keep trying to pin you guys down on where will he'll be in 2 years, right? Like, where he'll be when Bronny gets drafted.
You can't pin me down for where I'm going to be next week.
I'll pin myself down then. I'll do it for myself then. This is what I think. I think he will be playing maybe not quite at MVP level anymore, but still more than just a normal all-star. He'll be a 4.5-star player. Not 5-star MVP, 4-star All-Star, but somewhere in between. But I don't think it'll be for 82 games. I think it'll be for 52 games, something like that. Right?
Full-time point guard responsibility, floor general, making easy passes, outside shot has gotten better. I mean, it's easy for him. His game translates naturally to playing until he's in his 40s.
A little more post-game from him as he gets a little older and slower maybe, you know. I think so.
Is he still going to be the Lakers?
Say anything.
I know. We're looking at you for an answer.
He's still going to be a Laker. His career will end as a Laker and no other team.
Why?
Because, one, he doesn't want to move again. Okay, he still has another son. It's not over with just Bronny. Still got Bryce, who's going to probably be the top dog at Sierra Canyon. And the Lakers are the one team that will sign or draft Bronny when the time comes.
Lakers keep it all
because
in the
family, that's
what
we do. Okay? So we do. You think about it.
I'm
a Laker. You think about it.
Yeah, we
Jeannie Buss and her family has always done right by players that play for them.
Gave Kobe an extension before they knew if he could walk, basically, again.
It's just, you know, you got to look at that. Sharif, Shaq's son, opportunity. Scottie Pippen's son, opportunity. People going to get opportunities, especially. And all Bronny's got to do is continue to grow.
More of your calls on LeBron, on his name would be LeBron, and his future. Plus, how about this, guys? You both had Russell Wilson as the fourth best quarterback in the AFC West. I, however, do not have him as the fourth best.
What?
What do the people think? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Here I go! Play it, Yates!
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You can hear more from Keyshawn, by the way, today on NFL Live.
Yeah, Max, who sings this?
All the biggest headlines at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
Lil Jon, right?
No. Come on, Max.
Well, who is it?
This is Deep Down South, Dirty Thursdays, baby. Mystical.
Oh, Mystical.
Mystical.
Here I go.
But that's the same.
I'm bring you down
right?
to the Carolinas, boy. I'm going to bring you down to Carolinas,
boy. Yo, I can't.
Am I off? That's pretty much the same.
What?
John, Mystical, they got all the golds in the hair.
The golds, all the golds.
Yeah, the golds,
you
know.
Why you bark like that?
Because that's what they be doing. They be...
Oh, man. Put some Pastor Troy on.
Here we go.
Pastor Troy.
Let's get it. Mercedes, let's get it.
Guys, the question is right now,
and
at
girls,
the moment.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. Is 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
See,
your favorite 3-6 Mafia song?
Now,
what's
man?
Your favorite 3-6 Mafia song?
I don't know.
I don't remember the names of any songs. And then for a while, it was like the number on the disc that I would remember. Oh, that's the fourth song on the disc. And now
seven.
It's streaming. I don't know.
Track.
I don't know. I just have to like, oh, what's it's on a playlist somewhere.
Yeah. What's up on what is ever on the radio?
Is Russell Wilson, in fact, as you guys claimed yesterday.
That was a great transition.
The fourth best quarterback in the AFC West. Now, there are only four teams in the AFC West, so That would make him the worst quarterback in the division. Very tough AFC, guys.
See, Key, I don't like the way these questions are framed, right? Like, oh, it makes him the – it's a loaded division. It's the best division in football.
Jay says Russell Wilson, no good.
See, that's what happens.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's the fourth best.
People naturally conclude or take away that type of narrative.
What are you worried about what people conclude?
He's the fourth best. Like, he's the fourth. Like, I'm like, no, but it's
– Who cares what people conclude?
Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, which is a candidate for MVP. And I think Derek Carr is an elite quarterback. And that's not saying that Russell Westbrook's resume –
Wilson
probably makes him the second best quarterback.
Wilson.
He's I know, but we know.
I forgot. It's a football show. Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
I got it. His resume makes him the second best quarterback, but where he is right now at the stage of his career, I think he's the fourth.
Key, has
best
he fallen
in the
off?
Division.
Has Wilson fallen off? Is he the same dude he was?
Yeah, he's the same. He's the same guy. It depends on how you evaluate Russell Wilson. What's your evaluation of Russell Wilson?
My number one evaluation of all quarterbacks, I don't care what anyone says, I'm looking at consistently winning or losing. Now, there are exceptions. If a guy's in an awful situation,
give
I get
Garoppolo
it.
Garoppolo wins, Max, come
yes,
on now.
And he's quite, and
about,
he's quite good because he does it for a team that can't win without
him. Quarterback position, not the winning and
but,
the losing.
But what I'm saying is, I don't care what kind of situation you're in. His whole career has been a grip now, right?
Yeah.
His whole career before this last season – he had one season under double-digit wins, and that was a 9-win season. Not only had he never been under 500, he'd only been under 10 wins once, and he got 9. That you can't tell me, I don't care what team you're on, that you can't ball.
So here's the way that I look at the quarterback position when you're evaluating them. What are the surroundings and the circumstances that allowed this individual to achieve at the highest level? So when he was achieving at the highest level, the circumstances were they had a great defense. He was surrounded with a strong running game and a motivated head coach. Quarterbacks, not other positions, but quarterbacks in the prime of their careers aren't dealt. They're kept. When Pete Carroll made a decision to deal Russell Wilson, what does that say about Russell Wilson? Does that say, you know.
He's falling off to me.
Not falling off. I don't think doesn't mean off. Fall off. Just means that we probably can win and do what we've always done with anybody in that position for us.
Can we put those stats back up on ESPN too, please?
So here's why I say that.
Guys, look at these stats. Hold on. Look at these stats. Derek Carr, I get circumstances. You can factor in circumstances. Big difference. Touchdown to interception ratio for Russell Wilson is way better than 3-1. Way better than 3-1. That's excellent. QBR is of MVP caliber over the course of his career. He's put
That's
up an
great.
MVP caliber. One loss record, win loss record. Two wins for every loss.
You're arguing that he's the third best quarterback in the division.
Yes. And because it's a brutal division.
3-4.
I'm fine with everything. I'm fine with everything you're saying, Max Kellerman.
Stop ruining a good debate. What do you think?
I'm fine with everything you're saying, but you got to listen to me.
I'm listening.
No, you got to listen.
Okay, I got my ears are open.
Got to really listen.
My mind is open. Go ahead.
Why would Seattle deal him? Right? People don't deal. They look for quarterbacks. They don't deal quarterbacks. Oh, Tom Brady left. Tom Brady left on his own. The New England Patriots wanted to keep Tom Brady. Are you out of your damn mind? So when quarterbacks are dealt, let me just give you a few.
But
go here.
But Keith, Russell Wilson didn't want to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
like
the,
this offseason with the letter and all that
but
stuff.
But think about it, though.
Omitted.
Yeah, but it factors into what Keith is saying.
He didn't want to be there anymore. But you got to go back a couple years, Jay. It all started a couple years ago. They started treating him a certain way a couple years ago, but they was married to him because they gave him a big extension.
Yeah.
So they had to hold on until such due time that they can move on. When people, and I'll just give you an example. What did the Rams do with Jared Goff?
They traded him plus two firsts and a third to get Matthew Stafford.
To get him away from him because they felt like, eh. Not, it's not really what we think it is.
But to
or
get
you go
Stafford.
Back, but they
Super
still.
Bowl.
But you got to understand, they still moved on from him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, The Green Bay Packers ain't moving on from Aaron Rodgers. They trying to figure out how to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
All right? Because they obviously think.
But, Key, no, I get your point. You're saying the way we see it from the outside, Russell Wilson's good,
yeah.
But you can do a lot of – you can get to the same place with another quarterback maybe.
That's good.
Right, that's good. Right.
That's good.
But I think in addition to that – But I don't believe
true.
It either. Wait, Jay, hold on. I don't believe it either. But what I'm saying, and I think what you're saying, Jay, is that may be the case. But Tom Brady, even though he must be out of your mind, that would never have happened in the middle of his career. Part of it was Belichick was thinking, I don't know how many more years he has left. I need
they
to get a guy to.
They offered him a deal.
But we're talking about top five quarterbacks. We're talking about the GOAT. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
How did it get to that place?
These guys are different. Those dudes are different.
Russell
you can't use them as comps.
Russell Wilson, future Hall of Famer, is at this moment, maybe what Pete Carroll is seeing is it's a little easier to replace him now than it was, say, 5 years ago.
How's that working
out? No, it would have been easier.
How's that working out?
They felt going to work out very well.
5 years ago, they had the same recipe. They did the same things. They just made a decision that they were going to try to get Russell Wilson, and the offense was going to try to change to more of a passing-style offense, and it didn't work out.
Okay.
When Peyton Manning was at the end of his tenure in Indianapolis, the only reason why he didn't retire as a Colt, because his neck got injured. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they ain't getting rid of no damn Peyton Manning.
So I want to get into something else here because I'm trying to pin you guys down on a few things.
So
and
wait,
Jay,
have we concluded that Russell Wilson, is he third or fourth?
Third. We agree
okay,
that I'm
so,
right.
Okay,
third. Third.
Make
best.
Sure we come back to the original
now,
argument. Okay.
Now, based on that training camp throw I just saw Justin Herbert make on Twitter yesterday, he's second. All right, look, this is the other crazy thing about the AFC. Just like with Russell Wilson, you're not saying he's not great, you're saying, or not good. You're saying, look at the quarterbacks
exactly.
in that division. Think about this for a second in the AFC, guys. I want to know, so let me just count them up. There are division winners, that's four. Three wild cards, that's seven from each conference, okay?
Yep.
So you have three wild card slots, three teams. Now let's count up the potential wild cards that we at least perceive as wild card slots going into the season, okay? In the AFC East, between the Bills, Pats, and
Dolphins
nah, you have, two. There's two teams.
You think two?
Yeah, it's the Bills and the Pats. That's it.
You think the Bills?
So the Dolphins out.
Yeah, Dolphins. Jets are hanging out together.
I think the Pats are kind of like iffy.
Me too, I think.
I think the Pats are iffy.
Nah.
Okay.
They'll be
says, wait a minute.
Right there,
he says,
okay, so two.
So two means one wild card possibility from the East,
yep.
is what he's saying. Okay.
Okay.
In the North, I think there are all four teams are viable. So I say three wild card possibilities.
Well, we're gonna hear a final statement on Deshaun Watson coming up, like what?
But if they could still get Jimmy G on that roster, I'm going to say
yeah,
that's a wild
that's
card
what if you don't know. You don't know
even with Brissett.
You don't
maybe.
Know if you're going to go with Jimmy G.
I say three wild card possibilities out of the North. I say that's four. So we're
so
up
Baltimore,
to four.
Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Yeah. Whatever.
Possibility.
One doesn't win.
Possibility.
Right, possibility. So
possibility.
That's four.
Okay.
I say three wild card possibilities out of the West.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
you still,
seven.
You still yeah. got. You still got the South.
Three
you got
out
the Colts
of
the
four.
I say one wild card possibility out of the South. Colts or Titans, because one of them's
yeah.
going to win. Okay.
Yeah.
That's. Eight teams. There are three slots.
Yeah.
So what I want to know, or who are the five teams that ain't making? In other words, who are the three wild cards going to be? But even that might be hard because you might say, well, this team might win and this team might be a wild card. Who's out?
It's
who's
hard,
out?
It's hard to say because of the numbers and scheduling and that's all that sort of stuff.
It's hard to say.
The eight teams that's left, and you said three spots?
Three spots.
So
eight wild
teams,
card possibilities.
Three spots. I would say, based on right now in the day paper, Chargers are a wild card.
Okay. So see you later, Raiders. See you later, Broncos.
Seattle. Cincinnati's a wild card.
So see you later, Browns, let's say, and see you later, Pittsburgh.
And I'm left with one team.
You know what, Max?
I'm going to probably go back to the West and say Raiders are in.
So
can we do this? Can we
so
rank?
See you later, Colts or Titans, and see you later, Patriots.
Can we rank the top seven teams in the AFC?
Yeah, we can
top
do whatever
seven
we want.
Teams. like, who's the best team in the AFC?
Right now, to
right
me,
now.
It's still Kansas City, then Casey, Buffalo,
Reed.
Then Buffalo,
Baltimore.
Max, I'm actually okay. Kansas City,
Buffalo, Baltimore,
Ravens.
See,
Cincy right there.
I'll put Baltimore maybe ahead of Buffalo.
See, it's tricky, too, because
Colts are up there.
It's tricky because of the Deshaun situation. If Deshaun, whatever, negotiates it out or whatever the hell they're thinking about doing or whatever, and it's not the season, and it's, call it eight games.
Big difference.
Could you, yeah, big difference. Yeah. Could Jacoby Brissett go 500?
Yeah.
And get them to a point where he gets back.
Yeah, and then they go on a run, because I think if we had no Deshaun issues and Deshaun was just the quarterback of Cleveland, Cleveland would be number one for me over everybody.
Sure.
Based on the makeup of their roster. So you got them.
Colts are top five.
Nah.
Colts are low.
Nah, they're not top five. They probably.
Because the coach and because of the inexperience.
Six,
I would put them top
seven.
Five. I would put them top. And by the way, let me say this about the Bengals for a second. I know Super Bowl hangover, inexperienced. They were lucky. When you have those kind of receivers and that kind of quarterback, man, you're live every single game. But according to Key.
Don't say me.
Whole bunch of good teams ain't making the playoffs, including the Patriots, the Dolphins, the Steelers, the Bengals.
Why are you yelling at me?
The Broncos, and either the Colts or the Titans.
He's not even phased. Look at him. Just keeps going.
Where is Denver in the AFC hierarchy? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. And guys, we are joined by the great Mark Schlereth, who is a three-time Super Bowl champion. What's going on?
What's up, Mark?
What's happening, guys? Man, always great to join your program early in the morning here in Denver, Colorado.
Absolutely. Mark's got, how's the, what is it? Is it the barbecue sauce business? What's going on? What am I forgetting?
It's green chili. It's green chili. Chili. It's, right. You know, I mean, I just smother it and everything. So,
anyway. Yeah, beat it.
How did you get barbecue?
Barbecue sauce out of chili.
Because Mark and I talked about this probably 5 years ago, so I knew it wasn't hot sauce, but I thought it was something related to hot sauce.
Way to care about your friends.
Max, it's in the family. We're in the family.
Don't defend this man.
I'm trying to give Mark Schlereth a pop, and you guys are,
but
you know.
But you're giving him a pop on barbecue sauce, not chili.
It was a slight. It wasn't
green
a pop.
Green chili. Now we're talking. Now he said the word green chili 15 times.
He doesn't have the mustard. The mustard is McCaffrey. He has the chili.
Yeah, the mustard is Eddie. Eddie has got the mustard.
Mark, we were just having this conversation. Is Russell Wilson the fourth best quarterback in the division?
Well, I mean, you can make the argument. You can make the argument that he's the second best quarterback in the division. You can make the argument that he's the fourth best quarterback in the division. The division is certainly loaded. There's no question about that. I think most people probably put him a little bit above Carr, although I think Carr is exceptional as well. You know, I'd like to see, I mean, Herbert's been incredible. But I like to see him lead his team to the playoffs. And, you know, not all his fault, obviously. When you never actually kick a field goal on fourth down, you know, when you find ways to lose games like the Chargers going to charge her, you know, that until they stop doing that, I'll probably put the Broncos ahead of the Chargers. But, yeah, that division is so tight. And I was racking my brains. Maybe Key would know better than I. But I was like, I don't know that there's ever been a division – that has been that top heavy at the quarterback position. All four of those guys are legit, like big time players. So I was trying to go through the history of the NFL, and I just couldn't pick any division that ever had that quality level of quarterbacks, you know, strewn through the whole division.
I think last year the NFC West started that way, right? It was kind of like Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo had been to a Super Bowl, and then you had Russell Wilson in Seattle. So it started that way, but then I think it tailed off a little bit when Russell got hurt, you know, and then Jimmy Garoppolo was sputtering along. But, yeah, no, I think so. But how is the transition so far with you being on the ground in Denver been for Russell Wilson? Because when we were on our show several months ago, we talked about where the Broncos would be if they acquired Aaron Rodgers. Well, they didn't get Aaron. They got Russell Wilson. What does it look like now?
Yeah, right now, I mean, there's an energy here that hasn't been here, obviously, in 6 years with, you know, all the losing that has gone on here under Vance Joseph, under Vic Fangio. So there's a great energy. Nathaniel Hackett, the head coach, brings just an unbelievable passion and energy. And as you watch even the offense, you know, that you can look at the preseason games and you can kind of throw some of those out the window because they're working on whatever they're working on. But I was at the joint practice between the Broncos and the Cowboys, and there was one team playing at a completely different pace than another team. And you know, the crazy thing is, Key, is I was expecting kind of a bounce back for the Dallas Cowboys after they really got their ass beaten in the Thursday practice. And there was 17 penalties. Now, when you have 17 penalties, pre-snap penalties, which, you know, are just stupidity, right? You line up, but you're in an illegal formation. You don't get set. You jump off sides. Like, those are lack of discipline or lack of understanding. Those are, the pre-snaps are stupid. But I've been, you know, a half step behind. The majority of my life I've been a half step behind. I understand what it's like to be a half step behind. And I've been in a position where I'm, you know, getting edged. I'm behind. And I yank a dude to have my face mask because I'm sitting there saying and thinking, am I going to give up a quarterback hit or would I rather take a holding call? Well, I'd rather take a holding call. And when you get a bunch of holding calls or a bunch of legal contact calls, a bunch of PI calls, usually what ends up happening is you're a half step behind the other team. Your pace isn't as good. So, you know, penalties are a direct reflection on coaching. You're either coaching or you're allowing it to happen. And if your team isn't playing with the pace that it needs to play with, and they didn't, 17 penalties in a preseason game by the Dallas Cowboys means one team was playing at a better pace than the other. Mm. And that was evident in practice. So things have been really good. And I think the other thing, you look at a bunch of young players on the Denver Broncos, and I think there was always this feeling of we're working hard, we're busting our ass, we're really preparing. And then Russell came in, and it was almost as though every guy on that team goes, oh, that's what working hard looks like. That's what preparation looks like. Oh, that's what going the extra mile looks like. Oh, I guess we really weren't doing that for the last 5 years. And you know this as well as I do, especially with young teams. Some guys, and I used to tell this to my son all the time when he went into professional baseball, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional. There's a level of professionalism on this roster that hasn't been here in 6 years, and that can be directly attributed to Russell Wilson.
Well, that's good insight right there from Mark Schlereth. I don't know why Keith thought it was hot sauce and Jay thought it was barbecue sauce, but I knew it was green chili that Mark Schlereth. Stinking good green chili, as I recall. That's right. There
yes.
It is. Stink himself. Three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. Thanks. Thanks, Stink. Appreciate it.
You guys got it, man. Be well.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Good day. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. Thank you for being with us. You saw who's here. Christopher Mad Dog Russo to my left.
But one thing they got to do is they got the bats. They got to hit the bats. You can't score any runs. How are you going to win any games? It's not the pitching. How do you expect Aaron Judge to just lead the team all the way? You can't do it. You can't just win for them.
To my right, obviously, with the playmaker Michael Irvin.
You don't know anything about the Dallas Cowboys. They going to go undefeated like the Miami Dolphins if they cut back the penalties. Now look, we got a team in Jerry's world.
He just fooled himself. He was listening to it. He's like, wait, is that me? He thought it was Mad Dog.
I did actually. I had to listen again. I was like,
Yeah, it was good. The Mad Dog was better than Michael Irvin.
They're gonna be mad at me.
Hey, you know, the playmaker though, they had to cut back on the pit.
Oh my God! No point. You gotta send that to First Take and have them play it. Oh my God!
So the Los Angeles Lakers, Key and Jay, this is Keyshawn, Jay, Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN 2. You can listen on your smart speakers. They play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. The Los Angeles Lakers are retiring Pau Gasol's number 16 jersey in a ceremony on March 7th. Guys, I got to say something about Pau. I don't think people understand, even the ones that say, no, I know he was really good, how great he was. He was, Pau Gasol, for a number of years, was a top half dozen or so player in the league for a number of years. Like, you could even maybe argue top five. There were years where Dirk's shot, I get it, guys like that, guys who put up the scoring numbers and who can be the lead dog on a championship team, you give them the nod, of course. But Pau was, like, it's not an accident that Kobe, the two he got, and the three finals trips he made without Shaq were with Pau. There's a reason that the Lakers acquired that dude for Kobe. He was the perfect complementary big for Kobe and a truly great player for a number of years. And I think as the second best player by far on two championship teams, he deserves to have his number retired. Key, you're a big Lakers fan. Where are you with it?
Originally, you know, when it first came across last night, I had to think about it. So I had to reach out to a bunch of my Laker compadres and kind of convince myself of it. Because I was like, because at first I didn't realize, I forgot that Big Game James had got his jersey retired because we really never talk about his retirement, his jersey being retired. And I was like, I don't know about Pyle. And then we had to go through it. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so, because he's the last one of the pre-LeBron James championship players that probably deserves for this to happen. I mean, he was, like you said, he was the second guy to the other championships, but a good second guy. It wasn't a Kobe Bryant carrying the Lakers to two championships and no help from Pau Gasol. So, yeah, of course he deserves it. 100%.
Pau was one of the, at the time, the most skilled big in the game, right? I mean, like, he came over with, like, Dirk, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, like that international influence of the game of basketball. Like, he wasn't the biggest international superstar, but the impact that he had on the game and the way he played next to Kobe, it's just, at the time, man, Pau was a special dude. Like, his skill set just lended perfectly to the system.
When you go through the five championships of, let's just use Kobe, five championships. Obviously, Shaq. And then there's really a bunch of kind of like
excellent role players.
Great role player types. Then you go through the other two. It's like, okay, it's Kobe and then Pau and then a bunch of excellent role players. And that's pretty much what it is.
I mean, Pau, guys, I know. The reason I'll use this stat right now just to give you an idea is because people like points, rebounds, assists, and then shooting percentage and stuff like that with turnover. So the number I'm about to give you takes all those classic things into account, okay? So PER, player efficiency rating, it's not perfect, but it's a good little thumbnail sketch, right? So if you have a PER 20 or over, you're probably an all-star. If it's over 25, you start to get in MVP territory. This is Powell's PER year over year for his 19.5, 20.7, 21.7, 22.5, 22.7, 24.1, 21.7, 22.2, 22.9, 23.2. It's right under every single year. He is a real all-star, and he starts to nip at MVP territory, but not quite. Mm-hmm. If you are that for as long as he played as a big, I mean, he wasn't a shot blocker really, but he did all the other things you'd want a big to do. That's a Hall of Famer.
Jay, if the Lakers can get that resume that he just ran off from Anthony Davis, could they win some championships with LeBron?
Yeah, but I mean, the best thing about Powell is Powell's available.
No, get it. But if they can get that from AD,
1,000,000%,
they could be in the mix.
Yeah, if AD is healthy with LeBron James being healthy, they're still in the mix to win championships.
Powell's numbers are better. I mean, AD is better than Powell if he's healthy because he's also a defensive. He's a great defensive player when he's healthy. A great defensive player.
Every time, so Powell sits on the board of Overtime Elite, which I sit on too. So we end up having a lot of meetings together. And we always talk about the influence of the international player in the game of basketball. Think about the past four defensive players of the year. Rudy Gobert, Giannis, right? Think about the past three MVPs. Jokic, I mean, it feels like it fits like in Giannis.
He can't help it. Yates is an Embiid guy.
Embiid, international.
Yeah, Embiid, international flavor, yeah.
Even if you want to give it to Embiid,
international. Why don't you cat sound effect that, Yates?
The influence of the game of basketball and him being one of the key figures of that influence of that generation is pivotal to where the game is now. It's a heavy footprint of international basketball.
He's just such a great player. I mean, guys, and here's the thing. I think this is why you had to make the
calls. Jerseys in a minute.
You had to make the call, Key, because of this. You know, most teams, when they talk about Mount Rushmore, the problem is finding four guys who belong on it. The problem with the Lakers is you can do two Mount Rushmores and still be like, man, we're leaving so many people out. Powell has no case to be on a Mount Rushmore for the Lakers. But on another franchise, he might be. So for the Lakers, you're like, okay, he's not Kareem. He's not Magic. He's not Kobe. He's not Shaq. He's not.
There's only four, though. You can't.
Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West. But most teams, though, find four guys as good as Powell.
You have multiple Mount Rushmores. That's what the Lakers have to have.
That's right.
You got to have at least. It's got to be at least four.
And Powell's on.
Right.
Powell's.
He's on the last four.
Yeah,
on the back four.
But that's still for another franchise. He'd be one of the four or five best players they ever had.
You could say that for a lot of Lakers, though.
No
in
doubt.
General. You
no
can say
doubt.
That for a lot of Lakers, even though they were excellent role players with Lakers. But if they were on the Phoenix Suns or on the Sacramento Kings and some other teams, they'd be jersey guys for those teams.
Yeah, for sure.
Statue guys.
Rookie of the year. Two-time NBA champion, six-time NBA All-Star, four-time All-NBA.
Four-time All-NBA.
An incredible career.
That's it. That's Hall of Fame first ballot. Retired the jersey. They're doing it March 7th for Powell with the Lakers. Will LeBron James still be an elite player at the end of this new contract? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.